Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody.
I know. Get to see Santa.
I know.
One of my favorite things. Anyway, you know, we always have the most interesting people and people who are doing just extraordinary things, right? And this lady, I happen to know her, but I don't know her. I want to, though.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm sure everybody has heard of her great organization.
Yes. This lady and her family, they've come to be known here in the High Desert as powerhouses in the nonprofit cause-motivated, kind of purpose-driven community. And it's an honor for me to welcome Miss Tina Kennedy of the High Desert Second Chance Organization to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Welcome. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies.
And I'm excited because you were able to carve out a little bit of time because you're always so busy. So we are really happy about that. And so, Tina, I want you to give us a little bit of background because there may be listeners who have not or not as familiar mm-hmm. with your organization and what you do. And so if you can give us a little bit of background and possibly your mission and your purpose.
Okay. So I am the board president for High Desert Second Chance. We were established in 2014. As a nonprofit, we started off as a street ministry. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's a funny story. We were invited by Victor Valley Rescue Mission, Bill Edwards.
Yes.
to sit in on a collaborative meeting that was being held. And it was hosted by Kaiser Permanente, St. Joseph, Providence. And they invited us to sit in on this meeting. They were looking to work on collaborating, getting agencies together for a food program up here. So we sat in on that meeting, and the next thing you know, we were invited to do a 3-month trial run as the local food bank for the High Desert.
Yes, that was the yes. collaborative.
Mm-hmm. The High Desert
took
Food
place.
Collaborative.
I remember that working with Kaiser mm-hmm. on that particular project to make that happen.
Yes.
And you guys have done a phenomenal job with that. Just
yes,
grew that.
It is. It has grown to, we just had our collaborative meeting earlier this month, and it's our quarterly one. We hold it every quarter, and we celebrated 8 years in operation.
Oh my goodness.
8 years from a 3-month trial run. So it has been a huge, like, blessing, not only to our partner agencies throughout the High Desert, because we serve all the way from Trona, Newberry Springs,
yes.
Barstow, everywhere, 114 partner agencies that work collectively to provide a greater impact in the High Desert, and that's yeah. what we're working to do. But that is our largest program. We have a total of 10, we have a total of 11 programs that we operate.
Wow.
So it's everything from, we have a senior and veterans home delivery service program for 65 years and older. We do a student lunch program that is seasonal when kids are out of school, and that is in collaboration with Community Health Action Network.
Okay.
You know Mr. CJ?
Yes.
Yes, Chan. Yes. So he's been amazing collaborating with him with multiple programs. We do the emergency utility service program where he provides the financial literacy mm-hmm. Background for it, and I am the case manager for that program as well.
Wow.
There's just our emergency pantry, multiple services, our Saturday market drive-through distribution. So we have multiple programs that we try to cultivate and create that will benefit families that are in whatever stage in their life.
Uh-huh.
Right? So all of our programs have specific structures to it, guidelines, but all of our programs are based on our board members. Don't get emotional.
It's
but
okay.
It's always something personal for us because we have.
Care about the high desert.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so you have, for our board members, we all come with different experiences. So for me, it was having senior parents that needed assistance.
Yes.
For Norman Gaynor, he has a special needs son, mm-hmm. or he had a special needs son. And also he's a Navy veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And then for David, his family, they were immigrants that came over to the U.S. and just trying to establish that family.
Yes.
And, you know, supporting them. So
yes.
All of our programs are just focused around how to, I guess, meet the needs for those families.
Right, because of lived experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all lived experience.
And it's something you have that connection to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very personal for us. And then the student lunch program, that is my very personal ones. I created that. I brought that to the board because I grew up, you know, depending on those student lunches
yes.
and stuff. So it was important for us to have, for me especially, to have that programs for the kids. And it is amazing. Like, that program's grown so much. We do about an average of 3,000 or so during the time periods that they are off. And it just, we try to figure out ways to just bring light to the family.
Yes.
So. It's a lot of fun for us.
So let me ask a question about that student lunch program. So we're getting ready to go into winter break. And so you guys will then be providing, is this a time that you'll be providing
yes.
those lunches or that program
yes.
for those students? And you said it's about 3,000 students?
Mm-hmm. We cover the whole High Desert region. So any family from any city is allowed to come and pick up 5 days' worth of meals. Per child.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, per child. Yes.
That's awesome.
And so our partnership with CHAN allows us to, you know, bring our funding together. We do a lot of our own personal fundraising in order to make sure that we have the funds available for the student lunch program. But we also try to do craft projects with them, send them home with activities that they can enjoy with the family during the time. But just also...
So it is an experience for them, and
yes.
it's more than just coming, picking up the food, but
yep.
it's really having an experience to know that they're cared for
yeah.
by community and getting something that they may not be able to get through the schools, especially
mm-hmm.
with the arts and crafts component of that.
And then especially since the schools are closed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's about almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, and
how
for me,
awesome
I'm a mother of six, so I raised my kids doing a lot of craft projects with me and my sisters and their kids, because there's a lot of kids in our family. and so every single craft project that we've done with the kids during the times that they've been out has been projects I've done with my kids. So I loved being able to experience that again, because all my kids are older. They've all, like... Oh, they
that
don't need
happens.
Mom anymore.
Yeah, that does
Yeah,
happen.
So this is my way to live through the student lunch program and enjoy the times that I got to do craft projects with my kids.
Now, I'm going to ask you, because we're talking about the student lunch program, but like you said, there's 11 programs. This does not happen just because you will it to be so.
No.
This happens because there are partnerships that take place. There's grants and other funding that you're able to secure. But it also happens when you have community come and support you, right?
I was going to watch
and this
for
is a great time
for my girl teaching. Okay, little grades of rice.
Student
has any more hopes to make
programs.
Perfect.
Maybe share some.
They're like so dramatic about everything. And then they
quantity. And so how can they do that with you, Tina?
So they can call into our office. Thank you so much for bringing that up, because we rely heavily on our community support. So anything, we accept any type of donation as long as it's not furniture.
Mm-hmm.
But we take clothing, we take shoes, we take monetary donations and food donations as long as it hasn't been opened or tampered
mm-hmm.
with. They're able to call into our office at 442-267-4444. And then they can ask if they are able to come in and donate it, or if they need to schedule a pickup.
Okay.
We will send out a driver to pick up from them. So we can schedule it and just
That's
make sure.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but it's we want to make sure we capture whatever we're able to and stuff and reuse it.
And the other thing, this time of year, I know you're going to talk to us a little bit about some of the different events and activities that you have going on, because, of course, there's Thanksgiving, and you'll be looking to help support and feed families. Mm-hmm. And then there's Christmas, and I know that, you know, that's a big, wonderful time for our kiddos. If people want to volunteer time.
Oh, yes.
If community wants to come and volunteer time, can they do that with you?
Yes, please. We are always in need of volunteers. We're open 6 days a week.
Okay.
6 days a week. We only have Sunday off so we can go to church.
Okay.
but Monday through Saturday, they call in and request a volunteer application if they need it emailed to them, or they can actually go on to our High Desert Second Chance website. They can go on to Google, look up High Desert Second Chance, click on the website link, and then there's a volunteer link that they'll click on and fill out the application to volunteer with us. But we welcome any volunteer. We also provide community service hours for anyone that needs to do either court-ordered, school-ordered community service hours, and we also do letters of reference. So we want to make sure that we give those that come and help us out a hand up and an opportunity if they need it themselves.
And it also sounds like to me it's a great opportunity for our young people who are trying to make sure they get that community service in as they're preparing those applications for college.
Yes.
Because that's part of it. So that's also another opportunity, particularly for young folks. And I think it's good because they are the ones who can do some of that heavy lifting and moving around.
Yes. We always compare our Friday and Saturday distributions to actual boot camp. Mm-hmm. If not, I think we're a little bit worse than boot camp because there's a lot of heavy lifting.
Okay.
And so they will get a full-on workout if they come and volunteer in those 2 days.
Great. And I know also this time of year there are groups and organizations that are looking to where they can volunteer their time as groups.
Correct.
So this is wonderful. You've given us the website where they can go on and find any of that information. And also, is there a phone number?
Yes. Our office phone number is 442-267-4444.
Great. And then, so you are going to share with us a little bit about what's going on for the holidays this year through Second Chance.
Yes. So for the month of November, as we focus on Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving for High Desert Second Chance is looking a little different this year.
Okay.
This year, we won't ourselves be providing the dinner boxes. We are actually collaborating with Victor Valley Rescue Mission.
Okay.
And multiple churches throughout the High Desert region. So they'll be able to register and pick up dinner boxes through Victor Valley Rescue Mission.
Okay.
For their turkey baskets. And then four to five churches, I have to get all of their names, will actually be hosting in each city a full banquet, a Thanksgiving banquet. So our main focus as we look at Thanksgiving this year is our veterans.
Okay.
So we will be providing dinner baskets for DAV and for AMVETS Post 2007.
Okay.
And then also the Victorville Veterans Program.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now that will kind of take care of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Is there something going on for Christmas?
Oh, gosh. My favorite time of the year. So that's another thing. When it comes to Christmas, we love to go all out. As with Thanksgiving, things are looking different at High Desert Second Chance for Christmas as well. So to alleviate the huge crowds that we get for our Christmas Winter Wonderland, because we normally serve 400 to 500 families that are registered with dinner baskets, and we have them pick it up at our Winter Wonderland Christmas event, we've separated the day for pickup.
Okay.
So now they'll be picking up earlier in the month in December their dinner baskets. They'll have to register. Registration actually started yesterday.
Okay.
Yes. So registration for our Christmas dinner baskets and gifts for kids runs from November 4th to December 2nd, Monday, December 2nd. Yes, there is a criteria for that. So parents are required to show proof of ID and then also proof of address with their name, address on it, and dated no less than 30 days. And then for each child, they have to provide two forms of identity.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be anything from their Social Security card, the medical insurance card, their school ID, or their shot records. So it's a very basic show.
Okay.
And then so they'll register their kids, and then we will set them up. There's 2 days for pickups. In December, it will be either Thursday, December 12th, or Friday, December 13th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then that leaves our Christmas Winter Wonderland event open to everyone in the community. And we average about 4,000 to 5,000 in attendance. Our volunteer, it is huge.
that's huge.
Why there's such a, the issue is when the families that are registered have to check in.
Right.
We have to make sure we give them the right area that they need to go pick up their baskets and pick up their gifts. So there's a huge confusion when you have people that just want to come and enjoy the event.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the separation will help to hopefully alleviate the crowd check-in at that time. But one of the amazing things about our Christmas Winter Wonderland event is that our volunteers, our volunteers and staff go all out. We literally build a Santa's village. Sorry. We build a Santa's village.
Wow.
We do a Christmas lights tunnel. We have car clubs that will come out. We have vendors that will come out. Right now, we just opened the vendor registration yesterday, and we're at 23.
That's awesome.
So it's a we're like, whoa, it's going a little bit faster than we expected. But everyone's excited to be a part of it. And what we want to do is just focus on families coming out and enjoying a free, fun event.
Yes.
There's free train rides for the kids, a free photo booth for the families to come and take pictures with Santa. We'll have Santa there. They'll get to meet him. And then we have a lot of giveaways during the event. And it's just a whole fun experience for family to have before Christmas.
Do you have a date for that?
Yes, our Winter Wonderland event is actually on Monday, December 16th, and it will be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And it's open to the public.
It's open to everyone in the High Desert, or if they come from down the hill, they can come up and enjoy it.
That is wonderful. Well, Tina, we really want to thank you for the continued service that you and your family and all of those who work with you. We know there are several volunteers, the board, all of those who are helping to make this possible, because you are, in fact, helping to impact and change lives for the better. And I think that there's no more noble work than making sure that we are letting people know within our community that they're valued, whatever their status is, just by virtue of being human, you are valued. Right?
Yes.
And there are safe spaces for you. And you guys are definitely doing that, and you've been doing that. And so we want to thank you for that. We want to encourage our listeners that this is an opportunity to, you know, volunteer support in whatever way that they are blessed and fortunate to do. And so if you're looking for that organization to support this year, High Desert Second Chance may just be the one. And again, can you give us the website and the phone number?
Yes. So for High Desert Second Chance, you look us up on Google, and it'll be High Desert Second Chance, and then you'll click on our website. We do have a donate button on every page, so you'll be able to donate as easy as peasy.
That's great. And then on December 16th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., will be the annual Winter Wonderland.
Correct.
And can you tell us where that's going to be held?
That will be held at our site. It's High Desert Second Chance, 16666 Smoke Tree Street, and it'll be building B4 in Hesperia. And then it is open to everyone in the community, and it's a really fun event. We hope you guys come out and check it out.
We'll post it on our calendars, too.
Yay.
Absolutely. Well, Tina, we want to thank you again for being here, sharing all of this information with us. But most importantly, for the work that you continue to do in our community, we want to wish you, your family, and your entire organization a really blessed holiday season, a just happy Thanksgiving, and a blessed Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you ladies. I appreciate being here.
This is DJ Toro with the High Desert's Hip Hop and R&B, HD 96.3. You can catch me on the airwaves Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, and Saturdays, noon to 5, and on La X 103.1, that's right, Mas Musica, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., playing some favorite good Spanish music. And one of my fondest memories that I can think of Christmas is I remember growing up, my dad buying me my first Nintendo when I was a little kid, and his face lit up in my face when I got it. But now my favorite new memory is seeing my kids' faces when I buy them gifts on Christmas. So I think that's one thing that just makes Christmas so great. And for all of you listening, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope that all your your wishes, all your dreams, and everything comes true on this holiday season. For me, DJ Toro, HD 96.3 and La X 103.1. Hola, les habla DJ Toro con la X103.1. Les quiero desear una muy feliz Navidad y un próspero año nuevo y que todos sus deseos se cumplan en estos días festivos y que la pasen muy bien rodeados de sus familiares, sus amigos y sus seres queridos. Se los desea DJ Toro de la X103.1.
Hello, High Desert. It's Mia Mocha here on Y102. You can catch me weekdays, Monday through Friday, 10 to 3 o'clock. And I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I want to share with you one of my favorite holiday moments when I was a child. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Yours, Mine, and Ours, that was my family. I came from a big family. And I remember every year I got a baby doll and I loved it. I loved it. But some of my older siblings, not too much older than me, they started getting things like roller skates and bikes. And I remember, like, I want to be able to roller skate just like them. So I remember one year I went to Santa at a department store and asked him for some roller skates. Okay. And come Christmas morning, we didn't do one present at a time because there were so many of us. So no. If it had our names on it, we got to rip it open. So I remember ripping open. There was a baby doll and there was some clothes and all these other cute things, but I really wanted roller skates. And so my mother handed me a present and I opened it up and there it was, my first pair of roller skates. I was so thrilled. I put them on and man, did I fall a lot. But you know what? That's okay. I mean, I wore those roller skates until my feet outgrew them. But that was like one of my favorite earlier childhood moments when it came to Christmas. It was just magical. So again, I want to wish everyone a happy, merry Christmas and a blessed, prosperous new year.
Hi, this is Benny with the Street Crew here at El Dorado Broadcasters, wishing you all a Merry Christmas. One of my favorite things to do around Christmas is watch It's a Wonderful Life, the old black and white version from 1946. Every year after dinner, my family gather around the TV and we throw it on and we can quote the whole thing from beginning to end. Still brings a tear to my eye even to this day.
Hi, my name is Jose Gadea, El Gallo por la Mañana from La X 103.1, wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad para todos. Les desea La X. Ho, ho, ho.
This is Anthony.
And this is Christian.
From El Dorado Broadcasters, and we want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, everyone. It's Roxanne Scafidi wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a blessed New Year to you and your family. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. I do enjoy it very much, but it just seems to go by so fast with so many different things going on, family activities, but it's still a lot of fun. I do enjoy going to the Christmas concerts that the Victor Valley College does perform in so many different activities around Southern California. One of my favorite Christmas memories growing up, we took a trip to New Jersey to see my uncle and my aunt and my cousins, and the tree that they had in their house was so huge. It was like the biggest tree I had ever seen. It was so much fun. It went all the way to the ceiling and it touched it. So that was really cool to see. We also went to Mexico one Christmas as well when my brother was 6 months old. This year it's pretty exciting too because we're having family also from Mexico coming over this year. So really looking forward to it. So hope you have a lot of fun and thank you so much for a wonderful year on High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. And we hope to have even more conversations with you in 2025. Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannescafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.